sir. This is the Enigma Self Hours for Enigma September. I got my man Dervon Deshaun in the building. What's good, bro?
Same old, man. Shit. Just living, you know.
No doubt.
Same old.
So we're gonna get this thing popping. Got his man Benny in the corner.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's my agent.
That's an agent.
Yeah.
That's his muscle. He had to make sure he had the goons set ready for you, boy. Just in case you think we set with set tripping.
You know, everybody has to know.
Everybody now, yo, son. You got that? Yo, the Enigma Self Hours powered by Freedom Train Network give you a platform for vote for voices of black folks everywhere. Y'all make sure y'all check this podcast and other podcasts at www.freedomtrainradio.com. Again, I can pick up my man Deshaun Devon, DME, is in the building. Black Tarzan.
Black Tarzan. Outlaw Beat. You know.
Y'all know what it is, man. My sentence. Be it that it is, the outlaw is my bro. Therefore, these my bros.
Yes.
And that's how we doing it. So, we're going to go ahead and go into this first joint. Crips Keep by my boys. Not my man. This is like five of them. Plus, OVO No Vay.
It's like six of them.
Little Cat Six, man, with Crips Keep. This is the Enigma Self Hour.
Yo, I'm in the low rider. Bulletproof if they choose to shoot, then they proven liars. Been abandoned, that's matter of fact. I'm flying down the line of fire. My signal been pushing up to push you to dire. Extremities, legs, ankles, I tie them together, then kick them off. With the God devils I tangle. Sipping Coronas with Poppy when they told me something extra was popping off. Lexus, I'm dropping off from the set I sever with hard bottoms, walking behind every shadow tap with a large problem, but that's nothing for the squatty mob till it's all hours, right. Dodge y'all, dodge dogs, ball when I'm all power, right. We slight till I'm tall tower,
hey. I came with a scythe, yeah, then that shit mean your life, yeah, came with a mic, niggas know the price, cap, six, with cap in the grip, keep cap, six, yeah, cap in the grip, keep cap, six, cap in the grip, keep cap, six, yeah, cap in the grip, keep cap, six, 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 cap in the grip, yeah, I'm like the Grim Reaper, killish. When life has it out against me, my pen is on Penske, ride beats, but it's rent free. Shadows catch you slipping like a Mariah Carey lip sync. Me the Shinigami, we giving homies off instinct. Came Gotti and now we godly, I'm standing 6 feet over him. Yes, Big E, call me the Big Chief, but for the Bills, these rappers looking more like Lewinsky. Bury me a fighter, no one live, I'm the sire. Need no horns to give him hell, boy, I'm the fire. Eternally retire if you tempt me, run it. You should only cheat death if you can outrun it. Yeah. When I was 16, I saw the Crips Keep. Dodging death, I kept the receipt. You couldn't tax that. Mama made dinner at 5 p.m. and I'm ballin'. I saw when my friends 5:10, I give me a callin'. Mama said dangerous gunman is on the loose. Stop shooting hoops, get inside the house, heard some shots in the booth. 5:20, all the cops have my neighborhood loop. Dodging truth, doing dirty like eating gum on the boost. Dodging death, shots ring through the air, hit the glass door. Dodging death, I feel like I'm Neo breathing through tempos. Michael Phelps bullets, they swimming, can hit your kinfolk.
Could have been me. Thank God I survived the Crips Keep.
Cap, six, with cap in the Crips Keep. Cap, six, yeah, cap in the Crips Keep. Cap, six, cap in the Crips Keep. Cap, six,
I'm in the frenzy. Who copes the sword around and around and hear the beat creep? List up the caliber, able to beat the prestige. Down with the grim reap. Odds get even, believe it, deep in the rim sleep. Move full of pocket of gold. He's getting sold to behold. Everything is bombing, popping, it's a fold. Like, I'm like the pseudo. Reaming like a story. Born to be full of warmth. Cold to be full of storm. Forward to be autumn, as ultimate full of pride. Dodging death and welcoming whatever eye to eye. Recognize every fairy tale before it becomes the lie. How do angels look before they even start to fly?
Break down the binary between us and them. Deroot the stem in systemic epidemic proportions. An orphan formed into a mighty morphin. Raise the stakes just for the endorphins. Organs replaced with an algorithm. Digital mannerism. Calculate my decisions. Terminated tendencies. Electronic energy. Satellite synergy. Never static in the crypt.
Keep cap in the crypt. Keep cap in the crypt. Keep cap in the crypt. Keep cap in the crypt. Keep cap in the crypt. Keep cap.
Yo, 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 this is the Nick Myself Hours, boy Nick Myself. That was Cap Six, Crips Keep, off the project A Drop this year. Yeah.
That's great.
I thought the merch on the beat, you know what I mean? We're going to go ahead and get to it because I think I got a lot of stuff to talk about before we get into the interview. So I'm going to give y'all the top 10 rap albums of the week. I don't have sound effects because I'm lame. Anyway, top 10 rap albums. Number one, new entry, World on Drugs. The album, combined album of Future and Juice WRLD, which if you like regular singing, your ears will probably bleed.
Right.
Yeah. Horrible. I heard Juice WRLD rap better than anything. You probably need to think of that. Same thing with Future. Hell, even Young Thug. Y'all got
it's a new wave. I mean, I listen to all of it. I think they're good.
Bro,
I didn't even know they dropped the album together. But I do like Juice WRLD and I do like Future.
Like, I get it.
They're like the best at kind of what they do, almost. You know what I mean? To a sense, like,
I just try to listen to it.
Yeah.
And oddly enough, as annoying as I thought Future voice was, Juice WRLD was even more annoying. Like, the combined, it was like, yo, because he's at a higher register.
So
I don't know. If you like it, cool. I ain't no judgment, but I think I get to it. Anyway. So number two, my Libra bro. September Libras are the best. Sorry, October Libras. Y'all like September Libras. September 27th, babies are the best. My man Lil Wayne with the Carter Five. Number three, Drip Harder by Lil Baby and Gunna.
That's
number four, Scorpion with Drake. Number five, Astro World, Travis Scott. What's up, Houston? Number six, Bare Bones and Bentley by Post Malone. Plant. Number seven, Quavo Huncho from Quavo. Number eight, Lil Yachty with his new album, Nothing to Prove, which I'm pretty sure is garbage. I'm sorry.
I haven't heard it.
No, that first album was trash. Whatever that song, Minnesota, was the worst shit ever recorded.
Teenage Emotions?
No, the first one with Minnesota on it. That shit.
Oh,
that song was horrible.
That was in a Sprite commercial, bro. So.
That shit was trash, bro. I'm sorry. No Joe Budden. This shit was just trash. I'm going to listen to it. I'm going to get to it. I haven't got a chance to. But I'm going to get to it. I'll give him another.
He don't got nothing to prove.
He definitely don't. Somebody else who apparently has something. Well, don't got nothing to prove, but apparently he feel like he do. Eminem with Kamikaze. October Libras. Detroit.
October Libras.
313, nigga. And number 10. Goodbye and Good Riddance with Juice WRLD. Yeah, we got to talk about that. I got love for Detroit. I'm scared to go up there.
You should be now.
Yeah.
You know what they did up there.
I'm still scared. I heard horror stories. Y'all niggas shot proof, nigga. Nah.
You ain't going to get shot. The worst thing that's going to happen to you in Detroit, you're probably going to end up at some pastry shop downtown.
Exactly.
Like, it's clean, bro. I'm not even going to lie.
I don't want to go for that, nah.
Everybody on neighborhood watches. It's nice.
Hell,
I like
hell
it.
Hell down full of Brooklyn?
Yeah, I mean, bro, Detroit is nice. It's about time. Still got to fix those roads. It's okay. Nothing but potholes up there.
Anybody me from Detroit has always been my buddy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man, Marvin, my freshman year. But yeah, anybody I met from Detroit, man, like, they've been dope. So, and I got a cousin that live up there. Shout out my cousin. So, I always got love for Detroit. And then, of course, my favorite rapper alive is Eminem, so.
Here we go.
All right. So, now we're going to get into the hot rap songs of the week. Are you guys ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Matter of fact, let me see if we are just talking to ourselves. No one's watching. Oh, Bravo, what up, boy?
What up, boy?
Yeah. Bro, I need you and your big hair here. This is your...
Right, I don't got no fro or nothing. I'm like,
so, yeah, my man can't cover the whole back.
I'm trying to.
Yeah, we got to sit right there. Hold on, let me make sure. All right, we're back
like this.
We're back. back at it, like crack at it. All right, let's get into the top 10 rap songs of the week. Number one, I think I made this number one.
Did you see this video to this
Yo,
song?
The video is dumb crazy.
Dog.
Yeah. Like, that's what they might.
Bro, that
video
shit
is dumb crazy.
Crazy,
yeah, I just am at a football practice. We've been playing the song like a lot.
Yeah.
So I've been playing it. So I truly think I made this song number one on my own. Because I just been playing it on Tidal for the coaches. Been playing on Tidal like all week. Number one, Travis Scott, Sicko Mode. Number two, Juice WRLD with Lucid Dreams. Number three, Post Malone, Better Now. Plant. Number four, Kodak Black featuring Travis Scott's Offset with ZZ.
That's what made it. Yo.
Right.
I ain't gonna lie. That's what made, I think that's what made it the number four.
Right, number one last week.
But it's because of that. It's not. I'm not gonna say it's not a good song. I'm just saying like Kodak got like a couple songs out right now, and they all go hard.
Number five, Lil Baby and Gunna with Drip Too Hard. Pause. Number six, Post Malone featuring Sway Lee with Sunflower off the Spider-Man soundtrack. That's another song.
Oh yeah, it is. It's off the some Spider-Man. That's real. They got like the video is like animated.
I never even watched none of the Spider-Man.
Last Spider-Man I saw was Spider-Man. Was it three?
I seen the
which
one with
that Venom in it.
Yeah, that's three. No, I seen the two after that where they had the dude with the long neck.
I haven't seen the shit we're talking about.
Outside of the Marvel shit or the Avengers shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, Post Malone is a plant. Industry plant. So who cares? Number seven, Check West with Mo Bamba. Number eight, Cardi B featuring an NFC plant. Cardi B featuring Bad Bunny and J Balvin.
Oh,
I like it. I'm using that. Number nine, Tiger featuring Offset with Chase. So one of the Tigers a plant because he can make comeback of the year. And number 10, the Scorpion himself, Drake with Nonstop.
Yo, bro, you know what's crazy is that Shaq West, Mo Bamba is number seven now. But that song came out in like January of this year.
Who the hell is that though?
It's like, a dude called Shaq West. He's like some tall, like dark skinned nigga from like New York. For real. No, he's crazy. It's dope. All his videos are like dope as hell.
Yeah.
And it's kind of visual. It has some type of visual about it. Like the Shaq West there, like in New York. It's like two scammers or something and they throw him money. He's riding around in the hover round and shit. And they just getting like real hyped to the song. I love the song, but it's crazy that like something that's kind of hot, like, early in the year, then it fades out, but now it got hotter again because, you know, Mo Bamba, you know what I mean, based off the basketball player and stuff. That's why, you know what I mean? So it's big shout out to him, man, being number seven on the rap chart because that's one actually goes hard. Like,
get hyped because NBA season started over again. Like, hey! Let's go ahead and do this. Y'all be, Billboard be telling on y'all. Y'all niggas lame. Anyway.
Drip Hard should have been number one. That should have been number one.
I just know it's Paul's worth
it. If like drip too hard, don't stand too close. You might fuck around and drown off this wave. You had air though. It's no.
No, I know the other little baby. I know the little baby shit with Drake. Like, I know that song.
Why?
I'm a little baby.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Which is the corniest line in 2018, but you guys like it. I love it. What can we say?
Why? I'm a little.
And Drake feel like some hard shit.
Yeah.
Like, Drake shit is hard as hell, but everybody remember that why line. The fuck? Thanks, guys. That's hip hop for you. Anyway, we're going to go up to 3807 with some real hip hop.
I actually love this artist. It's a good song.
My man's for real. Man got big numbers. And Bravo coming for his numbers, though. But we got big numbers right now. This may even get his numbers. So, Tarif may have to come back and reclaim your throne, bro. This is 3807 Tarif Knockout, produced by Kenneth English on the Enigma Sub Hour. You got time, baby. What's good?
Nah, Tarif.
Local rapper. If it's meant to be, then it's up to me. Let's look around. As you see, ain't no I in team to save you now.
Word on the street is you got some beef. Let's milk the cow. I grab some cutlery. No disrespect allowed. Man, you don't know struggle. Some nights I had them stomach growls. My girl, insecurities from all the ones I plowed. Became a distant memory, faded with chemistry. Superstar trajectory, this really elementary. Y'all niggas stick to finger paint. I've been the one like when your finger wave. Tried to put you on, bro, goddamn you late. Goddamn you late. It's no days off, I barely took a break. Now it's niggas that I hoop with, trying to make it in music. Kinda find this amusing, they claim they sick, no mucus. Ha, I dream lucid, this lifestyle's exclusive. Mute these haters in my mentions, wanna lie, do it. Man, it's daily when I face the Kaaba. It's therapeutic, now I'm feeling like the Dalai Lama. Flipping through pages of this freedom and exile. This extraterrestrial, I'm coming off the Scully like them X-Files. I got this world in my hands, sit back as I mold a 140-pound ball of Play-Doh on my shoulders as the summer heat's on up. I swear, did I get colder? The furthest thing from anemic. Real niggas since I was fetus. Yeah, I'm built for these arenas. My rap studied on genius. Toy life is so convenient. Yeah, easy to say, I'm just a call away. Kill myself on these tapes. Parents searching for 13 reasons. Yeah, parents searching for 13 reasons. Kill myself on these tapes. Parents searching for 13. Yeah, 13 reasons why. Netflix, you know, y'all watch that. Tarif Knockout.
Anyway, we back. We got a lot to talk about. Once we get to the interview portion, by this time, set me up to die on stage. DTM, DME.
DME.
ACM.
Loser Lab.
Trying to kill, trying to make Enigma a Loser Lab. Have me die on stage. Anyway.
Bro, we taking an application.
I mean, no, we dead. We fam, bro. This. Y'all niggas my cousins or brothers.
From another mother.
All day, all every day. It ain't nothing but love. Anyway, oh yeah, we got 10 minutes before we get to this shit. I'm going to get into my bag, get my political shit. So y'all just stay tuned. First of all, I just want to let y'all niggas know, don't let Nicki and Cardi B distract y'all with bullshit. They just trying to sell albums. Well, I'll take it back. Cardi B is trying to sell up her shit. Keep the energy going. She had the baby, which was cool. God bless. But she got to keep that energy going. So what's the best way to do that? Beef with Nicki. On the flip side, Nicki got Queen Radio. She got to keep her buzz going. Get upstreams going. As y'all see, I don't think her album's even in the top 10 right now.
Oh, Nicki?
Right.
Yeah, nah.
So what do? You get with your main competitor and start some beef on YouTube or Instagram or whatever the fuck they were doing that shit.
Well, yeah, I think it was off Queen Radio. Nicki came out saying something about, you know, like when it was fighting before. Fighting,
right.
And she was saying her friend, Rashida right. or whatever. It's this Love right. and Hip Hop. Some chick from Love and Hip Hop, basically. Right. So they friends, somebody from New York, basically was like, she's like, oh, Nicki was like, oh, she beat up Cardi B.
Right.
Yada, yada, yada. And I was mad at my friend. So I'm like, oh, why you beat her up that bad? And Cardi B came out and was like, first of all, none of that happened at all. You feel me? She's like, why would I come out and say, why would I come out and deny it if it's video footage, you know right. what I mean? And like, people will show that I got my ass whooped. But it's no footage. Then Nicki Minaj talking about she got 100 racks or whoever got footage of her getting beat up. But anyway, it didn't happen. So after that, Cardi B basically went off on her and was talking about how she made Nicki Minaj change her first on Motorsport. She made her change it. And that was already speculated. Like, if you look at, like, academics, he talked about it before. Right. And it was like, you hopping on a song with Migos and Cardi B. You know, they're all kind of under the same brand.
Right.
And Cardi's hotter, so if she goes and be like, goes to her record executive and be like, she need to change her shit or I don't want her on there.
Right.
You usually going to change your stuff or you're not going to be on there. So right. she changed, because she was, like, originally in Motorsport, she was going straight for Cardi. And it's like, you're not going to diss me on a song with me and my boyfriend.
Right.
Like, and I'm bigger than you, you know.
Right.
Nicki's got body, then that's why the whole shoe stuff happened. And Nicki, I think she's a really good rapper. You know, I think she's better at features.
Definitely a better rapper than Cardi.
Let me make good songs. Shit, fuck it. Like,
well, Cardi is giving better songs. But
don't. Who wrote Single Ladies? Who wrote Single Ladies for Beyonce? The Dream. Like, you feel me? Like, it don't matter. Okay.
Beyonce is a singer.
Oh, it has been rappers before that never had ghostwriters.
Yep.
I'm not saying. I don't have a ghostwriter.
Man, I have
at all. And,
I mean,
but I could be on some real hip hop stuff, but she might not be like that. She might be out there to make good songs, and that's fine. You know what I mean?
That's
like, she's getting bread.
That's cool.
She making good
songs. But
that's
what I'm saying. Like, but even still, even in the ideal of if whoever write whatever, I don't think Nicki write her shit. I think Safari wrote her
shit. Maybe gave her like some concepts. But have you heard his? His delivery? And
his delivery.
Have you heard his shit? It's trash.
She can rap, but he wrote that shit. I feel like this was my giveaway that he wrote her shit. When they broke up, she started dating Meek Mill. All
right.
I put it on the clock. I was like, if she don't drop her album in a year, Safari's writing her shit. Nigga, right. It took like 4 years.
Right. I know he ain't write that trash where she's like, she'll rap that. She'll just do some,
I do think Nicki can perform.
Right.
She can deliver lyrics. She can perform. I don't take that away from her.
Right.
So I give her that. But as far as her pen game, it's suspect. Like, granted, I'm not there, so I can't be like, I know for sure. But my speculation is the fact that she broke up with that nigga and didn't drop, like, nothing consistent afterwards. And then every nigga she dates has been a rapper.
Right.
Rumors would be dating.
Well, she's a rapper.
Dealing with Nas. But most rappers don't go with other. Unless you like,
what I'm saying, at some point she was writing her own stuff, because when she got discovered, but like I discovered off what I Get Crazy or whatever, like I Get whatever type of songs, like she had to write something to blow up.
Well, I think it's a flip for what she felt so far. I think she give ideas. I do things like try this. Safari was the source of her shit in the beginning.
That's true. I can see that.
Yeah, that's my thing. But and also too, don't get twisted. It's not knock on female rappers. I'm not one of those ones saying that all female rappers.
We're not gonna say that.
So Lauryn Hill write her shit.
Yeah, for real. Missy Elliott. I can't confirm that, but I'm pretty sure
Queen Latifah. Yeah. MC Light.
Right.
Shawna.
Rod Digger.
Like. Mahamadia, there's ton of female Rhapsody.
Ronda White, Auto.
There's tons of female rappers who write their own shit.
For sure.
But I do believe that Safari wrote Nicki shit.
Yeah.
And we clearly know people write for Cardi. But Cardi's not a whore. She's better than expected, but Nicki can definitely deliver way better than she can. Yes.
I don't know, bro.
No,
I hear Cardi stuff, like her new song, Money, bro, like the way she flows, if somebody wrote that, which I think somebody did write all of her shit.
Definitely wrote.
I think somebody wrote all of her shit. Cause it was funny, I used to follow Cardi like before she even blew up.
Right.
You know, where she was still like the feature girl as a model.
Right.
And somebody video on Worldstar or some shit.
Right.
Or she's like, send us a song on Worldstar. And it wasn't as fire. Like, as soon as I heard what blew her up? Blow That Yellow.
Yeah.
I heard that and I was like, man, I'm like, them bars is hard. You know what I mean?
The flow. It was. You're going to keep it.
Did it.
You're going to get it. You're going to make me not get in my bag, boy. Oh, shoot. Lord have mercy. Tokyo, I love you. I didn't lie, but I'm going to make it up.
God dang it.
I gotta make it up, Tokyo. I thought I was gonna play something, and I did. Don't matter. We're gonna get it together. Let me get into my shit, man. Get kind of political real quick. And I don't know if I got enough time. basically, I just want to say that Candace Owens does a bullshit. Now, earlier this week, Kanye came out and said he felt used because apparently Candace Owens and her little Black People Need to Be Republican bullshit said that he designed a shirt for her organization. Turned out he didn't. He came back and apologized, but did say that he designed the logo, whatever. All right, whatever. And it's just Black Sick. That's the Black exit from the Democratic Party. And I just want to call out the bullshit on it. Now, granted, I understand that the Democrats can be on some bullshit. That's true. But this whole idea that Black people should leave the Democratic Party in mass and go and start voting Republican because they are free thinkers. Nah, my nigga. No. No.
I missed that.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't seen any of that.
Yeah. Right there. Yeah. The whole Kanye free thinking shit.
Kanye felt like he had you.
But this is the thing about it, because this is part of what me and LT was talking about when he was up at the station or whatever. And my thing is, alright, cool. I get people think that, well, no, I don't get it. People think that Black people just automatically vote Democrat as if we some fucking dumbass sheep. We're not. We are thinkers. And if we vote Democrat, we vote for a motherfucking reason. We're just not voting because we just fucking sheep. And, free welfare.
Yeah.
No, my nigga, like, they cater to things that we look for. Right. And my man LQ, he used the word that he said that Republicans don't want the thing that's just there pandering to Black folks, right? Nigga, you are, and this is not just the LQ, it's my nigga. We just chopped it up. You want no beef or battle or whatever. But pander. You're a fucking politician, Republican. That's what you do. It's pander. You pander to gun owners. You pander to motherfuckers who are afraid that immigrants gonna come and rape their children. You pander to fucking Christians all the time. If you really want Black people to vote, pander, motherfucker. That's your job. Second, I don't like the fact that people in this Black Sick move, Black Get Off the Plantation shit, think that Black people have to come over to the Republican Party.
Right.
Nah, bro. Y'all come to us. You, Candace Owens, do about face. I'll let the powers that be in the GOP and tell them what they need to do for us. And the main thing that, I give you a little hint. All right, this is how you can get Black folks to do about face. Some of us do about face and go over to the GOP. Get those in power, the main man, make it part of their charter of the GOP. Have them do just one thing. Call out white racism.
Yeah.
Call it out. And not only call it out, like, have them, like, actively go against it and call it out. Do that, and don't just get some token Black person to say, oh, racism exists. We need to knock it out, and you know, the white people sit back and nod. No, we need the real motherfuckers, the real Republicans, those in power, the brass, all those.
That might be against their beliefs.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
That's the point.
And like, that's just racism is like, oh, don't hate this person because of their skin color. Like, they should address more than racism, systematic racism.
That's all.
Anything. You know what I mean? Like, just growing up in areas that's not attained to,
exactly.
Just like private prisons and shit, which like that's the crazy
address concept. Address that shit. If you want Black people, because a lot of times most of the conservative value Black people go to church all the time. All that, like, systematic white racism in America.
That's like anybody, pretty much. We have to support.
How the hell you want Black people to all of a sudden start voting in mass for Republican Party when your leader
and people
is sitting there talking about keeping brown people from coming into the country and saying, oh, they're evil and they're going to do all kind of crazy. Like, you are being racist, even if it's not against us per se.
Right.
You're still being racist, and then you want us to be like, oh, let's be off the plantation. Democrats are bullshit. No, bro. The Democrats put a fucking black man in the White House. They're trying to put a black man at governor of Florida and a black fat woman.
Right.
He's fat. Ain't no problem. I like
black
woman too.
You know, I like people.
But they are trying to put a black fat woman as governor of fucking Georgia of all places. Do you really think we ain't gonna do about face in the Democratic Party? Here's my final thing. We gotta get into the interview. If you really wanna be a free thinker, especially the Kanye. Really want to be a free thinker, bro. I say this. Not only fuck the Republicans, fuck the Democrats. And start your own shit. That's how you break the mold, right? Two-party system is already bullshit. Anybody know me know I don't like two-party system is bullshit. If you really want to be a free thinker, being a free thinker don't mean going to the other side. Because you're still stuck in each way. That's not changing shit. Start your own political party. And don't try to be on some big shit. Don't try to start a political party in the wrong president. That shit don't work. Start in Calabasas, whatever city council they got, whatever. Start there, build your shit up. Take over L.A. Take over California, West Coast, and expand the shit. Because one thing Q said, he was like, we were talking about the rent that he has in the White House. But he was like, well, Kanye wanted to be able to do some shit that he can see flourish, like Bill Gates and
He want to see Bill Gates flourish?
Well, no. In the sense of how you said it. He said with Steve Jobs, he saw his revolution become imputation before he died.
Right.
Same thing with Bill Gates. Like, he made Microsoft from nothing and saw it literally take over the world. And that's what Kanye wanted. He wanted to create shit that he could see in his lifetime flourish.
But like, with what, though? Like,
I think that's what Kanye's trying to find.
That's why
he's crazy.
Not with clothes.
But he's trying to find something. And my advice is, if you want to be a free thinker, you want to get in this politics shit, start your own political party, bro. There you go. Not going over to the Republicans because they don't give a shit. Sure, the Democrats are suspect, but we goddamn know that Republicans don't give a fuck. So that's not free thinking. You still following a trend. So that's my take. On the Kanye and his own shit, fuck them. Fuck free thinking, motherfucker. Y'all niggas ain't free thinking. Y'all still trapped. Everybody's stuck in the Matrix. Shut the fuck up. Anyway, you ain't fucking Neo, nigga. The fuck is you talking about? Anyway, we're finna get into this interview, man. Right. I'm finna this phone. That shit don't exist, nigga. Ain't no Oracle, yeah, nigga. Yo, we been vibing. I ain't really got no introduction, my man, DJ from Mantariq Knockout, one half of Luther Lab, you know what I'm saying, member of DME, you know what I'm saying, my man Outlaw, my man Black Tarzan,
Fleetwood.
That's my nigga.
Like,
yeah.
Fleetwood
was out there with me with the ghost and shit. That's a homie. But without further ado, got my man Devon Deshaun, what up, bro? What's good? You know what I mean?
Same old. Talking about politics, Nicki Minaj, and
all that shit.
The world.
This shit live. Y'all like this shit. Y'all like it. So, we're going to get to it, man. Like, what got you in the music, bro?
I don't know. Listen to the radio. My mom, like, I grew up in Detroit. So, we grew up, Motown. Grew up with a lot of music. And my mom, she was always just a fun younger person. She had me when she was 25. So, you know, about time I'm like, hey, you know, she's still young. She's still doing her thing. And we were always like, she would always have music. Like, we had like speakers in my basement. You know, up north, we all got basements and shit. So she would have like a speaker and just a whole bunch of CDs. I'm talking about probably like 500 CDs, you know, different music. It's the 90s and it's like older stuff, current stuff. And when you're younger, you can't really even like understand like the time that the songs were made.
Right,
so everything
right.
you listen to is pretty much new, you know what I mean?
Right.
So she would play stuff like SOS Band, Gap Band, Loose Ends, like Anita Baker, Aretha Franklin, yeah. Temptations, The Tops, the Ohio Players, like a whole bunch of crazy stuff. You know, so we used to always dance in the basement, like my house was the fun house.
Right.
Everybody come over there on the weekend, we dance, you know, we eat food, we chill, we go upstairs and play video games, whatever. And like I just always loved the music. I was never the best dancer growing up. Right. You know what I mean? But shit, let me switch a couple songs and right. pretty get lit. So, you know, that always had me in the music. Then like growing up, like I was born in 88. So it's like the time I grew up in high school, which was like pretty much like 2002 to 2006,
right.
everybody was trying to rap or he's starting to get rap. And like rap was just like really developing back then. Cause you know, like that's when Southern rap and stuff started coming out and all this stuff. So I would hear tight beats, you know, I would hear really good, like really, really good beats. And I was like, damn, let me just freestyle over this. I had like a Windows 95 computer, like Net Zero and stuff. So me and my homeboy Eli at school, we were just, bro, I'm serious. Like, so at school, me and my homeboy Eli, we were just like rap over like Yin Yang Twins beats or whoever beats over like voice recorder. And I was like, damn, I'm getting pretty good. Right. So like sophomore year of high school, they had a site called Tight Beats, which is crazy. And Tight Beats, they had like audio rap and they had just writing rap. Like you a rap battle online.
Yo,
you know, like 03.
Bro, I used to do that shit. Yo.
Serious. Like even y'all know the track. Like y'all.
Yo.
Like,
bro. Shit. Sit there and repeat.
I got the bars, double slash, top, double slash, double. You know what I mean? Like, and it was like almost like poetry or stuff. It was like
right,
aggression.
Right.
Like, because that's how the city was. So, like, I grew up on that. And, like, so I remember one day, I was like, man, I'm sick of typing raps out and battling people and stuff. Right. So I'm still on the site because they would allow you to upload music, too. So I went to Radio Shack around the corner. Got like a $20 mic, you know, went back to the crib and I'm like, I'll do this, you know, downloaded Peaches of Cream beat by 112. I'm like, I'm gonna call it Oreos of Cream. I'm not even making this up. This is real.
People are insane, bro.
Yeah. So I'm like, yeah, just, you know, rapping over that stuff. And like, that's what really got me into it. Like, I was so serious. I would take that cheap ass mic. Like, put, like, a rag over it, a couple right. rags tied up with a rubber band or a pop filter, because I always see in, like, you know, videos, it was a pop filter and stuff. Then I'll put, like, my headphones on, and those cheap headphones. I get, like, 2 Scullies,
right.
put them on so it's, like, tight, you know right. what I mean? And I would just, like, start rap battling people like that. And then eventually, after a while, I was like, damn, I really want to make songs because, like, I'll be listening to the radio, and I hear, like, Big Timers or whoever come on. I'm like, damn, these beats or whatever, just whatever production it is hard.
Right.
You know, then as I kept getting older and older, I realized that's what a producer was.
Right.
Then I understand what an actual rapper was. So you fast forward a little bit, graduate in 06, come down here in like 07, like summer 07 or whatever, you know, and I was like, I kind of want to do music, whatever, I'm not going to do it. I'm just play games, go to college and stuff. Then, you know, a couple years passed and I'm just rapping my friends. And I meet Black Tarzan, funny enough, through the video game community, because one of my friends knew him and stuff.
Right.
It's like, oh, you're doing open mic nights at FSU. He used to host open mic nights at FSU and stuff. So we went, linked up, and I was like, hey, bro, I got this song I recorded. It's called Duchess and Juju Fish. It was just rapping about going to the store. God, I'm so serious. So hard. Like, so we went to the... It was rapping about talking about going to the store, getting a Vanilla Duchess, and getting in Juju Fish, which is like a 2 for $1, like type of, you know, candy.
No, I cannot. You can ask Tarzan the next time you see him.
Right.
You can ask him next time I see him. He's like, bro, this shit is hard. Then he showed it to Abs Girl. He's like, bro, this shit is hard. Then he was like, yo, you got to come to the studios.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, cool, where the studio at? He's like, oh, whatever, my homeboy Sleep. He's saying Hillside by FAMU.
Right.
And I'm like, nigga, I stay in Hillside. I'm like at the top floor. Now go meet Fleet. And you know how Fleet was. He was like a big dude.
Right,
like,
right.
Intimidating as right. hell. Blah, blah. So, you know, and I was like, I need beats and shit. I need beats. So nobody, it wasn't no beats to really go around like that. So I was like, I downloaded Fruit Loops. I got the crack version. You know, I gave my computer pretty much cancer.
Right.
To get it.
Right.
You know, went and I just started making beats and stuff. Then I made this beat. It's like on my first album. It's like 2011 or something. And it was called Solar Storm. And I sampled like one of them loose end beats and stuff. And, you know, then Flea heard. He was like, oh, this shit is hard. So he went in the bathroom and wrote it. And he was like, you know, he came out with something.
Right.
And that was the first, pretty much first track I was like, that's pretty much the first track I was like featured on and produced. And then after a while, I just started making beats and started really getting into my sample stuff. And Tarzan was really digging it. And me and Tarzan, we had like some type of chemistry with making music. So,
right.
Like, we just kept going on, even though it was all DME, which was like Outlaw started DME, him and Flea, they started. Then they brought in like Network, Have Zero, Tarzan, J Hag, or Main J, you know, all the people. But then I was like the last person. So then, like, after that, we just started making music, bro. And eventually, me and Tarzan connect. Then he went, back then, he went to Z-Brodge, aka the Mad Beat Scientist.
Okay.
And I went as, right. Yeah, right. And I went
Tarzan.
So I went as Such a Loser, you know, because I was like, I'm thinking, like, everybody's a winner. Like, that was right. My thing. I was trying to come up with a name. My first name I ever had was Big D. All this type of generic stuff. Pause. You know what I mean? But it's just like, it was so generic. And I was like, no, everybody a winner. Shit, I'm Such a Loser. You know, I'm cool. I play video games. I'm chill, kind of nerdy, whatever. Boom, boom, Such a Loser. So it was like, oh, Loser and the Mad Bee Scientist. And, you know, like, Dexter's Last. And we was like, Loser Laugh.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's how that started.
Wow.
You know what I mean? But eventually, like, I stopped going by, like, the name of Such a Loser, so people referenced me as Loser Laugh.
Right.
Even though it was a group, so I didn't really have a name.
Right.
So that's why I had to rebrand after so many years to Darvon Deshaun.
Rebrand was crazy.
Darvon Deshaun and Black Tarzan. Like, you know, Loser Laugh.
Right.
You know what I mean? And, like, that's pretty much how this shit started, man. Like, pretty much just listening, just dancing, just being a Detroit kid, loving it, watching 8 Mile. Like, that was crazy. You know, the movie came out, I'm in, like, high school and shit. And,
yo,
like,
that's right around the corner, like, that's
for real. Like, he's, like, he's downtown, and I know where he's at.
Right, right, right.
I know where he's at. Like, you know, the Ambassador Bridge, that big bridge, you know, when he's rapping, that's literally the Ambassador Bridge. That's literally going to Canada.
Right.
Like, you literally take that to go to Canada, or you take the tunnel and stuff. So that was a big inspiration. And just music in general. I just always love music.
You know,
like, beatbox at the table, fucking pins and knuckles and shit. All that stuff.
Some sugar-free shit.
Yeah. Hey, give me some. Hey.
Give me some. Wait, a lot. Yeah. Real dope.
No. Sugar-free, a lot of people don't know about sugar-free. I got put
on sugar-free. Yo, know about sugar-free?
Who?
I think that's why she is crazy as she is now.
Goddamn, Rave with Simone, bro.
Sugar Free, bro.
I remember watching a Rave with Simone interview, and it was in the magazine. They asked her who her favorite rapper was. She was like, I'm kind of embarrassed to say because people may think, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
She was still like, she was still doing I'm So Raven and shit.
Right.
She said Sugar Free. I was like, what the?
Like, that's some pimp.
What? Raven Simone, like, Sugar Free, nigga?
Say Whitney Houston.
Sugar free,
right? I
know about that. She was like, "This real somebody." She said, "Sugar free."
That's some real pimp stuff, dog. That's like some people don't really know about him like that. But that's some real pimp stuff, dog. But yeah.
Troy, I know about pimp. I know the Troy.
I ain't got that to it, but I see it.
No, right? Oh, I say, y'all know that. No,
I see it.
I ain't been to Detroit, but hey, Detroit, my fam. I got love, nothing but love for the D, man. It's cool in the D. No,
it's weird.
Yo! Hey! Yo, I thought it was new, yo!
No, hold on. If this one thing a Detroit person absolutely hates,
it
represents the song, It's So Cold in the D. You can pick any goddamn song you goddamn wanted to out of Eminem's or
Eminem, ICP,
or
Kid Rock, or
the Willa, or
all that, right?
Dilla, Illa, like,
I don't give a fuck about none of that.
I don't give a fuck.
It's so cold in the
deep. Kid Rock, you can do anybody. Please do not reference
it's hell. None of that shit.
It's the worst song ever come out of Detroit.
Goddamn, Dayton Boys. Flip Michigan, we don't give a fuck. It's so cold in the D.
People are it hurts. Like, I remember when he came out, and I'm at him like, oh, you saw it this day from Detroit. I was like, man, cut that shit off.
That shit was I was embarrassed for y'all, Detroit. I love Detroit.
Had them beauty supply coats on and
oh
shit.
Oh, my God.
Like,
for real.
Yeah. Anyway. To erase y'all memory, we're going to go into these tracks, man, while my man, Deshaun. Devon, Deshaun, right, that's his real name.
Deshaun,
Loser Lab.
Darkwine, Loser Lab.
I'm sleeping. Y'all think he's great. Anyway, it's my bro. We're going to go into Fan. It's Fan on Me, right?
It's Fan on Me, yeah.
Fan on Me, and then Money. This is the Nick Myself Hour. You got time, baby. What's good?
Download
this
out. Go to,
You got time. I'm too hot in this bitch. I'm like 500 degrees. Got her down on the knees. Got that gas on me. I damn near overheated. We riding around that pack. And we smoking on blacks. Cold niggas fall off. Real niggas intact. Nigga, I am too real. Put a nigga on a bill. Fuck that, put me innocent. Never mind, I'm innocent. Steady making common sense. Grabbing hoes through compliments. Rolling up a dime a piff. I don't know what your problem is, so put a fan on me.
I'm too hot in this bitch. I'm too hot in this bitch. I'm too hot in this bitch.
Put a fan on me.
I'm too hot in this bitch. I'm too hot in this bitch. I'm too hot in this bitch.
And my diamonds go swish.
Put some ice on wrist.
And my diamonds go swish.
Put some ice on my wrist.
Put a fan on me.
I'm too hot in this bitch. I'm too hot in this bitch. I'm too hot in this bitch.
Too hot, 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 too hot.
I'm a roller rod, drinking roller rod. Chopped it off on my boulder block. Rolled in with a cup of ice, but it's hot as fuck like prom night. I got that thing on me. She dropped them bread on me. She give me that shot top. She almost made me ski. Man, your girl's too simple. Sound like real estate, they flip her. Hit her real quick. They give her back like a rental. I be in the room with the boss man. Indian style with a cross head. Two girls said you want black then. So I hit her with the long show dance.
I'm too hot in this bitch. I'm too hot in this bitch.
Put a fan on me.
I'm too hot in this bitch. I'm too hot in this bitch. I'm too hot in this bitch.
And my diamonds go swish.
Put some ice on wrist.
And my diamonds go swish.
Put some ice on my wrist.
Put a fan on me.
I'm too hot in this bitch. I'm too hot in this bitch. I'm too hot in this bitch.
Too hot. Too hot. Too hot.
Money and treat you right,
Money coming up, I got going down. I got money coming in. I got money going out. See, I don't play about money. My money never played around. I got that money laying around. I might have to take you down. If it ain't about the money, baby.
To the game, got a white woman finna say my name. Gave her that ring, she love the way I sling that thing. Dick same color as a diamond in her ring. She went to get a top of the old Navy. Dressing room, I got a top of the old Navy. Shopping trip in St. Augustine, baby. Wedding last night, I had a ball and they paid me. Trying to get two commas on my statement. Maybe hit them with my own line of rape. But inside dog got money on the floor. I trash talking, that's money at the door.
Money coming up, I got money going down. Money coming in, I got money going out. See, I don't play about money. My money never played around. I got that money laying around. I might have to take you down. If it ain't about the money, baby. If it ain't about that money, dog. Big money, what's moving, what's shaking. We gon' make it out. We gon' break it.
This thing, this is the Nick Myself Hour. That was Stand On Me and Money by my man Devon Deshaun with Black Tarzan, aka Loser Loud, aka DME, aka y'all get the point out.
Yeah, aka y'all get the goddamn point.
Now, yeah, story by Stand On Me. Those listen to the live joint, you'll get the preview, but for the podcast listeners, you know what I'm saying? How did Stand On Me come about?
So, Stand On Me, I was like, I'm trying to make some trap music. I love trap music.
Right.
And I love house music. Those are like my two favorite genres. So I'm sitting there just making some bassy stuff, you know, going through the kicks, going through the stands. I'm like, oh, this sounds good. This beat sounds hard. And I'm like, damn, I need some words going in. So I'm like, hey, Tarzan, let's link up. I got like this. I think I had like Stand On Me and some other song. And I was like, well, let's link up. Let's come up with some shit. He was like, all right, cool. So he come and I play this beat, like, oh, this shit is hard. Like, yeah. And we got like a big, we got like a box band, you know what I mean? Like, and it's sitting on this little, like, little coffee table type of thing. So right. We're sitting there and it's just blowing air and it's hot as hell. And I'm just like, put a fan on me. And the back of my head, it was like, I'm too hot as bitch. I'm too hot as bitch. So I recited it and I was like, yo, Tarzan. I was like, as I do fan on me, do I'm too hot as bitch. So I was like, put a fan on me. He was like, I'm too hot as bitch. I'm too hot as this. And he's like, woo! And I was like, oh, I was like, that's it. That's it. Yeah. So then we had to switch up. And I'm just like, too hot, too hot, too hot, too hot. And he was like, too hot, woo! And then that's literally how that shit got invented. And like, usually when we make songs, if we go into like, we'll be linking with, I'm like, hey, we got a song we really want to record. It's usually on a Sunday. We're going to link up with him.
Yeah.
And that was one of the songs we went and boom, just knocked it out. Like, pretty much one take.
Right.
For both of us, knocked it out. He played it back immediately, like not really any that much mixing on it.
Right.
And it was slapping because like when I made the beat, it was super bassy and like real trap heavy. I can't mix it as good as he could because like my speakers was like whatever at the time.
And
I mean, he's still better than me at mixing. Come on, let's be serious about Allah.
Right.
Like come on. He makes some ridiculous mixes. So he mixed Fan on Me and that beat, and it just snapped, and that was it. And we put it up on SoundCloud and started performing it. And
everybody
loved it.
Yo.
We can make a video.
Like, y'all be having so much energy and be so animated. Like,
I can't remember that video.
I was afraid, because I know I can hold my own, but yeah, I was kind of concerned. I'm like, yo, I don't know if my old fat ass can follow up when I got down Devon and goddamn Black Tarzan, because so much energy, and y'all music come across with so much energy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And, like, it's kind of like, I tell people, like, my second project, I made that project so I can perform.
Right.
And it's like, but y'all already there. Like, y'all already have music that is made to get people hyped. And that's how we started. Real hip-hop shit.
That's how we started. That's how it's been from the jump.
Yeah.
You know, because when we was in DME, and it was Fleet, and Fleet had, like, 13, 14 mixtapes when he did
right.
12 or 13 mixtapes in a year or some shit.
Right.
So it's like, when I made a song, I had to make a really good song for me to perform my song.
Right.
Or I would have to have Biff on it, and it would have to be really good for me to perform it. So it's like, we kind of competed with each other. And Tarzan was just drop whatever, and that shit was pretty much fire.
Yeah, man, just,
You know what I mean? So. And that's not, so everything we performed, we practiced a couple of dance steps, nothing crazy, dog, honestly.
Right.
But we actually practiced, like, we all get a mic, we had a speaker, we all performed, practice. We was doing a lot of house shows, wasn't even getting paid for any of them, but we took it, like, really serious. So it's like, now when me and Tarzan performed, we performed for Ying Excellence, but before that, it was a year ago at, what's that gallery called? Like 1651 or
621?
621, yeah. Before that, we performed the year before at that, so it's been like a whole year. So me and Tarzan, we practiced in before the show, and it's like, well, let's go kill it. And we have so much built up energy, you know, because we haven't performed. So we went and performed, and honestly, I didn't feel like we was trying too hard. We tried to do our best. I wanted to have a good show, but I don't feel like I was like stressing out too hard about it, because it's like, I want to perform. Like, I haven't
Y'all typically do a good job. Y'all did a good job. Yin Yang joint. I guess before we start wrapping it up, do you think at some point all you guys will kind of get back together and work on stuff? I mean, all like you.
Yeah, Fleet. I'm like open. We gotta come. Y'all gotta hit up Fleet and ask the Blue Zero. That's where it's at. Like, I hit up I gave Absolute Zero a track a year ago, and we still haven't done anything on it, but, you know, we did our part, we just need his part. But I would love to work on the album, and not no type of, like, oh, I record this song, I send it to you, put something on it. All right, we record this song, send it to you, put something on it. I'm talking about, like, they come up here for a week.
Everybody collab, really.
Yeah, we really do it, because I think we could. Because I feel like Fleet was right there.
Yeah.
I feel like he was going to blow up. I thought he was right there, you know, but then stuff happened, so he went to where he went to Newberry. Then now he's in Daytona. They had Zero.
Same thing,
dog. That school and all that stuff. He was becoming, like, super big online. He was becoming kind of big online, but his music was getting, like,
right.
It was getting crispy.
Bro,
it was super crispy, dog.
He's on track. Now Joshua and On Your Own.
Yeah, like, bro, for real.
On
Azure.
So I knew, like, he was on.
Man, that right. Azure.
But anyway, you want to go wrap it up, man. If you want to go ahead and give people your science so they can, like, holler at you how they
can. Yeah, you can holler at me on Instagram at Darvon Deshaun, DarVon Deshaun, Deshaun. I think my Instagram is the same way, SoundCloud is the same way. Facebook, you just put a DJ before it, so it's DJ Darvon Deshaun. You could Google Loser Lab, you'll probably find something. Spotify is Loser Lab. Hello, you know it's the Loser Lab.
Hello.
We got our music on Spotify. We working on a Christmas album. It's probably gonna be out in like 2 weeks or something like that. But probably won't reach Spotify until about Christmas.
Right.
But yeah, we're trying to wrap up this Christmas album right now. Honestly,
y'all be on the lookout for that. Man, Christmas. That's so.
Because we did a Christmas album before. We did a Christmas album 6 years ago.
Wow.
And now we're trying to.
Wow.
Yeah, me and Tarzan's first album together was a Christmas album. It's called Christmas Tree. It got a Christmas called Older Brother on there. It's on Bandcamp.
Yeah.
Search that up.
Yo, I'm going to check that out.
I'll comment on YouTube. I'll put the link on YouTube and all that.
All right, we'll bet it up. Yo, my man, Darvon, Deshaun, Loser Lab.
Deshaun.
BME. Detroit, what? In the building, 8 Mile, 7 Mile, all that.
8 Mile,
man. Cash check.
No.
Yep. Hey, what the people came for cash check? You ain't on cash check.
My best one was the cash check. Yeah. I'm not the cash. I didn't get into cash. You got to pass the test to get a cash.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of just.
Oh.
I don't care about that. And shout out to Osborne, because that's where Eminem met Proof, and that's where Eminem used to go up all the time, 7 Mile of Hoover.
Word.
Yeah. That was cool. I was with legends with.
Hey, all day. Yo, this is Nick myself. We're going to end it. I'm going to keep a promise. Shout out to my girl Tokyo. I got you. We're going to end this with Tokyo, her new release that she just dropped, Diamonds. And then we out of here. This is Evening Myself Hour. You got time, baby. And you getting extra music.
I see pressure as negative. You know, like you probably, I see pressure as it creates diamonds. You know, so without it, no one could be great.
You know, I got that fire for you, baby. I got it. You know I got it. Don't even ask because I'm ready for you, baby. You know I'm ready. You know I'm ready. Don't let that pressure I come out just like a diamond for you, baby. Just like a diamond.
Uh-huh.
So I'm shining. Don't even ask because I'm ready for you, baby. You know I'm ready.
Yeah.
You know I'm ready.
Come on.
For you, baby.
Why? Slack goes to float across the neck, proceed to film up. As you can see, this audio dope. And I ride the beat like rodeo shows. In case you ain't up, it's time to wake up. Like vultures and cuss before it's too late. And time is all gone. Step way to heaven, trying to go up, trying to go up. Like,
let's go higher. Life's so crazy, the world is on fire.
Come on.
Trying to go from surviving to thriving.
So instead of the American greed, I want peace. Peace of mind, a little piece of cheese. Cause freedom ain't free and peace ain't cheap. So I keep that
fire for you, baby. I got it. You know I got it. Don't even ask because I'm ready for you, baby. You know I'm ready. You know I'm ready. Don't let that pressure I come out just like a diamond for you, baby. I'm shining. Don't even ask because I'm ready for you, baby. You know I'm ready,
yeah.
You know I'm ready,
yeah.
For you, baby.
I'm feeling groovy. So please excuse me while I just do me. Blotting like movies. Yeah, I'm just fully in the cut. Show us spreading love. Cause even when it ain't, it's looking up. Cause my strength comes from up above.
I got that vibe for you, baby. You know I got it.